I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 30th. Preparations are underway for a preliminary and final election in Quincy this year. A preliminary election will be held on September 14th to narrow the field of 7 candidates for 3 school committee seats down to 6. The final election on November 2nd will also feature races for Wards 1, 2, and 5 city council seats and at-large councilor. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says there will be early and mail-in voting for the elections now that the governor has signed legislation extending the pandemic-triggered voting changes through the end of the year. The deadline to register to vote in the preliminary election is August 25th at 8 p.m. The deadline to register to vote in the final election, October 13th at 8 p.m. The deadline to request a mail-in ballot for the preliminary is September 8th. The deadline to request mail-in ballot for the final election is October 27th. Quincy Council on Aging Director Tom Clasby is responding to recent criticism about the cost of classes and other services at the Kennedy Center. Clasby says a city councilor recently contacted him after a constituent complained about the $3 charge for some classes at the Kennedy Center. The constituent felt $3 was too high and claimed they could attend classes for free at the YMCA. Clasby says the $3 charge for classes such as yoga, Tai Chi, Zumba, and exercise has not increased since 2009 when the Kennedy Center first opened. He says the fees are lower than any surrounding Council on Aging and that there are no plans to raise the fees. Clasby also points out that the cost for the transportation program hasn't changed in 24 years. The TransVam costs $25 per quarter or $80 per year. He says that is not even close to covering the cost of the program, but says it is offered as a convenience for Quincy seniors. The constituent complained that Quincy is not a senior-friendly city, but Clasby disagreed. Now, the first winners of the Vax Millions giveaway, which is only open to fully vaccinated Massachusetts residents, were announced yesterday. 63-year-old Daryl Washington of Weymouth won the $1 million prize, and 15-year-old Daniela Maldonado from Chelsea won the $300,000 college scholarship grant. Washington, a case manager for Blue Cross Blue Shield, didn't disclose what he was going to do with the winnings, but he urged others to get vaccinated. Maldonado, who will be a sophomore at Chelsea High School in the fall, said she has her sights set on local schools, including BU and UMass. Massachusetts residents ages 12 and up who are fully vaccinated prior to each drawing are eligible to enter the giveaway. State public health officials reporting 1,207 new COVID breakthrough cases in fully vaccinated individuals since its last update. A breakthrough case is when an individual tests positive for COVID after they've been fully vaccinated. Numbers from the State Health Department show that there have been 6,373 cases of COVID in fully vaccinated individuals as of July 24th, a significant jump from the 5,166 cases reported as of July 17th. Officials reported 3,161 new cases between July 17th and July 23rd. When analyzing the number of overall COVID cases reported, the breakthrough cases account for 38.1% of all new COVID-19 cases. Officials say despite the recent surge in breakthrough cases, only 0.15% of the more than 4.35 million fully vaccinated residents in Massachusetts have contracted the coronavirus. A South Shore beach was closed yesterday as officials worked to determine what left a section of the beach stained and smelling like sewage. Some thought it was a broken raw sewage pipe near the north end of Sandy Beach in Cohasset, so the town brought in some heavy equipment to find the problem. Officials say water tests for the beach came back clean, but there were higher levels of bacteria in the area that's closed. After some investigation, town leaders think they've identified the problem. The health department thinks mounds of seaweed that were buried at the beach years ago, combined with heavy rains, high temperatures, and runoff, brought the rotting seaweed and smell back to the surface of Sandy Beach. The town credits Cohasset's Center for Coastal Research and some high school students who take samples year-round for solving the mystery. Massachusetts Attorney General is suing the food delivery platform Grubhub, arguing that the company dealt restaurants a financial blow by violating a fee cap in place during the state of emergency. A January 2021 law capped the fees that third-party delivery services could charge restaurants at 15% of an order's menu price for the duration of the state of emergency. Attorney General Mara Healy's complaint alleges that Grubhub knowingly violated that law by charging a 15% marketing and delivery fee, plus an additional fee of 3% or more for collecting payments, fraud monitoring, customer care, for a total of at least 18%. The lawsuit, filed in Suffolk Superior Court, is seeking refunds for affected restaurants and civil penalties of up to $5,000 per violation, along with costs related to investigation and prosecution. In a statement, Grubhub said it looks forward to responding to what it calls baseless allegations. Today, crowds will gather in Boston's Seaport to remember the man who became the face and the champion of ALS, the challenge which has raised millions of dollars for Lou Gehrig's disease research over the years, was co-created by Pete Frates. Frates lost his lengthy battle with ALS back in 2019, but the challenge raised more than $220 million to continue to help fund critical research about the disease. For the event, Julie Frates is partnering with Curaleaf and opening up about the benefits her husband saw in medical cannabis during his 8-year battle with ALS. The challenge kicks off at 2 o'clock at the Seaport Common on Northern Avenue, and everybody is invited. A Quincy man has a brand new bike, thanks to an anonymous person who heard the story about how his bicycle was recently stolen. Quincy police yesterday say a generous man purchased a brand new bicycle for Steve, who's lived on Howe's Neck since 1980 and loves to ride around on his bike and say hello to everyone. Steve's bike was recently stolen from outside of Bernie's General Store on C Street. Police say a kind and generous gentleman donated the new bike to Steve, and it was delivered to his home yesterday. A check of business news. Stocks were higher. The Dow was up 153. The NASDAQ rose 15, and the S&P added 18. Asian shares and U.S. futures were lower. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $73 a barrel. And sports. Red Sox were blown away by Toronto 13-1. They traveled to Tampa Bay tonight, beginning at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy, maybe an afternoon shower, high of 82 degrees. Tonight, clear, low of 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, delightful, high 77. Partly sunny on Sunday, a high of 80 degrees, and scattered showers Monday, high 82. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, northwesterly winds could gust to 25 knots, high tide at 5:09 p.m. Sunrise at 5:34, set at 8:04. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 30th.